This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking. I'm here at the Northern California National Speakers Association with Lois Kramer. Hi, Lois.
How are you, Ian?
Very good, thanks. Well, you came to our chapter here today on the Saturday and gave a wonderful presentation this morning. Can you tell us, is this something you do a lot? You go around the chapters, and your niche, as I understand it, is speakers.
Yes, my target market is speakers. I have a consultancy for speakers, and so I have been to almost every chapter more than once in the continental United States and Canada, and love speaking to chapters. And it's good for my business. If people think they like what I have to say, they might say, well, she ought to help me with my business. And I love it when that happens, Ian.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I took away from your talk this morning was the necessity to be able to succinctly describe what you do. And nobody does it better than you. So if you were just calling me on the phone, how would you introduce yourself?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for that compliment. I call what I do is help my clients create a positioning statement. And I define that as the concept and outcome of working with you. I think too many people spend 60 seconds on an elevator speech, which is saying far too much to people who are probably not interested. And with a positioning statement, it's 6 or 7 seconds. And an example would be mine. I work with speakers who want to book more business, make more money, and avoid costly mistakes. And it's much more powerful, you can see, as saying, I'm a consultant and I work with speakers, and I'd love for you to work with me.
Yeah, I love the practicality, and also some of the other tips that I'll be writing up in my blog that you shared have to do with the best way to leave a voicemail message, which would include that positioning statement, and basically how to embrace this whole challenge of sales. And you talked about many of the changes in the years you've been doing this since the 90s and so on. What do you see as some of the most relevant changes that speakers should be aware of?
I think that there have been several really game changers in since the 90s. Number one, content rules. No more should you call yourself a motivational speaker. If you're going to use that term, say I'm a high content speaker who's motivational in style. Speak to it in a stylistic way. So content rules. Second, the timing. Lead times are getting shorter and shorter every year. It's fascinating to me how short they are getting. And it's the good news and the bad news. We don't know how much work we have in the months ahead, but the good news, even if next month doesn't look good, it still could be good. And then I think the last thing I think that has been a game changer is social media has changed. The way we market, the way we sell, and the way we promote ourselves. And I think it's been a very positive change. It allows us to put our intellectual property in the marketplace and get known.
Yeah. Well, great. I know you work with speakers. You have various programs. If people want to find out more about this, how would they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is bookmorebusiness.com. And I have a blog there just on the business of speaking. People can sign up for free. You can email me, lois@bookmorebusiness.com, or just call me, the number you see on the website. Happy to talk to you.
That's great. Now, final question is, any predictions, where do you think speaking might be as a profession, say, 5 or 10 years from now?
I think it's going to continue to be as highly, highly competitive. I still think it's going to be content rules. And I think it's going to be more of a product game. So you need to have other ways of making money besides standing on a platform. Going deeper with your clients through products, consultations, that's the way of the future.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. What a pleasure, Ian.